Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Patrick is asking state officials to find a temporary shelter in Massachusetts for several hundred of the thousands of children from Central America crossing into the U.S. illegally. Patrick says the shelter location should be secure but not a jail. One potential place is the Cape Cod military base Camp Edwards in Bourne. As Patrick considers the request from the White House to help house these kids, Congressman Stephen Lynch has embarked with a congressional delegation to Central America to find out what's driving these children to flee their home countries.
The object is to really try to determine the root cause of the huge surge in unaccompanied children and try to figure out a way to respond.
What's your gut tell you right now in relation to how the situation should be resolved? As we know, there's great debate on Capitol Hill over whether they should be sent back right away or whether the U.S. should say not so fast. We know, for example, that Catholic bishops have said not so fast in sending them back because they're going back to horrible conditions and possibly death.
It's a very dangerous venture for these kids. And we know there's high crime in those areas and lack of opportunity, things like that. But those have been in existence before, and we didn't have this type of surge.
NPR reported this week that the origins of some of the violence in these countries that you're going to visit actually trace back to the U.S. and the deportation of gang members from Los Angeles who then brought violence back to their home countries. They brought the gang culture back to their home countries. Does that add, in your opinion, to the U.S. responsibility to these children fleeing the violence?
Well, they've had very, very violent regimes down in these countries for a number of years. I don't think this is a recent phenomenon, to be honest with you. But certainly, if you look at the drug trade to the U.S., how that has overtaken the economies in these countries, that drug culture has basically transplanted the local governments in many of these small villages. So certainly, the U.S. drug trade has a direct bearing on what's going on right now.
As you know, Governor Patrick is presently considering a request from the White House for Massachusetts to shelter some of these unaccompanied children. Do you think that we should here in Massachusetts, and if so, how?
I think we're already doing that. The better result would be to try to curtail the surge here. We've got prison overcrowding. We would have to, under the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, you cannot co-locate these kids at adult facilities. That's one of the provisions in the act. You have to provide age-appropriate custody for them. So, and look, I actually have founded a number of adolescent drug rehab facilities, and I've got hundreds of kids waiting for beds for rehab, adolescents. So we would have to have, a significant increase in resources in order to provide additional beds for some of these unaccompanied children who are coming into the country.
Congressman Stephen Lynch is part of a bipartisan congressional delegation traveling this week to Central America, looking into what's causing migrant kids to flood the border.